Hello, my name is Jacob Hager, and this is my project for the 2020 Undergraduate Summer Research Forum. My project is titled Analysis of the Effects of Medicaid Expansion and Economic Changes on Social Security Disability Insurance Enrollment Rates, as it seeks to find evidence of any statistical relationship between state Medicaid expansion and related economic factors and Social Security Disability Insurance enrollment. This project was made by myself and my research mentor, Dr. Saku Ora, from the Mizzou Department of Economics. For a little bit of background on the subject, it is important to understand that while SSDI enrollment has overall increased over the past few decades, there has been a sudden and significant decrease since the 2010s. This change seems to have started around the same time as the enactment of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in 2013, which gave federal assistance for states that chose to expand their Medicaid programs. In order for our hypothesis to be clear, it is also important to recognize that even before the PPACA, SSDI beneficiaries could apply for federal Medicare coverage after being on disability insurance for 2 years. Given this information and the patterns present in the data, my mentor and I hypothesized that it may be possible that such a decrease in SSDI enrollment could have been partially caused by state Medicaid expansion and other economic factors that could have changed individuals' incentives. Upon the passage of Medicaid expansion, those who needed health insurance would ideally now have access to such resources, lowering their incentives to seek health insurance from the Medicare benefits guaranteed by SSDI. We decided to test this hypothesis by looking at the rates of change in SSDI enrollment based on states that did expand Medicaid, and whether or not such decisions had a statistically insignificant impact on enrollment. After plugging this into this data and graphing the data, we did find that there was a statistically significant decrease in SSDI and Medicare Part A and B disabled year-to-year enrollment. As you can see here by the red line that indicates the year that Medicaid expansion was passed in the given states that Medicaid expansion has been passed in, while there is a pretrend in the data to already slope downward, on nearly every state that did expand Medicaid, this slope continues to follow that pattern much more closely even after Medicaid was expanded in that given state. This isn't the output table of one of our regression models that we ran. I won't get into the nitty-gritty of the statistical analysis, but as you can see, Medicaid expansion did have a statistically significant negative impact on Medicaid expansion, whereas unemployment did have a statistically significant positive impact on SSDI enrollment. We'll get to a little bit of that in the conclusion of our results, but for right now, that's important to point out in the statistical output of our regression
and
model.
And then here is a graph kind of detailing what we saw in the last regression of graphing Medicare Part A and B disabled enrollment, total SSDI enrollment rates, and the change of year-to-year rate of state unemployment. And as you can see, all these follow each other as they decrease significantly over the past 18 years. Finally, our conclusions are that we found that the state's decision to expand Medicaid did have a statistically significant impact on SSDI enrollment generally. As I stated previously in the regression model, it's also important to note that unemployment rates also did positively impact SSDI enrollment. Our hypothesis does seem to follow in that Medicaid expansion did decrease SSDI enrollment, whereas unemployment increased it by looking at that it is possible that unemployment might have changed people's incentives further, such as in times of economic hardship, it would follow that people would be more apt to apply to Social Security Disability Insurance to receive aid rather than overburden unemployment benefit programs. It is also extremely important to note that our most unrestricted regression specification did produce results not supporting this conclusion. This could possibly be a statistical abnormality, but further research on micro-level data is required to determine this. Finally, on further discussion, at the end of our results, we believe that it is possible that the mentioned government programs, as I previously stated, were overburdened due to lack of accessibility to those seeking assistance. For further research, we would recommend that, once again, more micro-level survey data be used for a more in-depth understanding of this phenomenon. But overall, we would recommend policy reform and a greater understanding of how government programs affect such individuals should be undertaken to ensure that those most at risk are not ignored. Finally, we would like to thank the University of Missouri Honors College and the Turing Summer Scholars Program for their funding and support on this project. Thank you for watching my presentation, and please enjoy the rest of the forum.